Hey mama, do you want to balance maintaining your home, cooking, cleaning, all the things you have to do as a stay-at-home mum whilst being present with your family? Do you find yourself up late at night, scattered, thinking about all the things you didn't get done and so need to do tomorrow? Is your greatest desire for your littles to know and love Jesus? Hey, I'm Elise. When I became a mum, I felt overwhelmed and wished that I could just stay on top of everything. I wanted to be there for my family, and yet all these things still had to get done. I was worried that I would spend this time too busy and miss it, until I found the secret, partnering with God even in our home life. In this podcast, you will find tactical tips for homemaking, help for your low-tox journey, as well as biblical parenting so that you will find God's joy and experience His peace in motherhood. Welcome to Wholesome Mama. It's time to go grab your cup of tea, reheat it because you know, and let's get into today's episode. Hey there, Mama. Welcome to another episode of the Wholesome Mama Show. I'm Elise, and I'm so excited to be with you today, and I'm going to be sharing a little bit of a change that's been happening in my life and just these thoughts that I've been having while reading my Bible. Anyway, so this year I've decided that one thing that I'm doing is I'm reading the Bible through in chronological order, which I've never done before. I've read the Bible through, but I've never actually gone and read it in chronological order. And it is so fascinating. It's really cool to see, to kind of swap between things and realize, oh, this was happening then, not just the way that the books are. Anyway, I also feel like, just in case anyone else feels this way as well, just to know that you are not alone, I also feel like the Old Testament is so wacky with some of the stuff that's in there. Like, it's crazy. Don't tell me that the Bible is boring. But I've been reading, I'm about halfway through the Old Testament now, but I found myself when I was reading Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, those books about the Israelites wandering in the desert. And basically, Moses is the leader of the Israelites at the time. And they come out of Egypt, God parts the Red Sea, they cross through it on dry land. Like, incredible miracle. Like, apart from Jesus' resurrection, I don't know that there's any other miracle that is quite like, boom, like that would have been to see. Anyway, so they cross it, and then it's almost like instantly they start whinging about being over there. I wish we were back in Egypt where they were slaves. Like, they were slaves over in Egypt. They've just escaped. God has promised them this promised land where they're going to thrive and be a great, holy nation, a strong, powerful nation. God performs a miracle. They cross through the Red Sea. They get to the other side and they complain that life was better in Egypt. We had more things in Egypt. Yeah, we were slaves, but we had food, or we had a permanent place to stay. And I just kept getting frustrated because then the story continues. And they repent of their complaining, they follow God, and then it's like instantly again, they go and they make an idol and they worship these idols of these foreign countries that they're now living in. They go, oh, these people over here have this idol that they worship. Let's worship this idol. Oh, these people have this. Oh, hang on, we'll repent. And the cycle just keeps going again and again and again. And I found myself getting really frustrated and like going, God, why do they keep doing this cycle? They keep going back to these idols. They keep worshiping these statues or putting these things in ahead of you. And like, you have parted the Red Sea. You got them out of slavery. You parted the Red Sea. And yet they keep falling into these idols. And you know what I heard the Holy Spirit say? Yeah, just like my people still do today. And I was like, whoa, yeah. Because in my mind, even though I knew what an idol was, so for those of you who don't know, maybe you don't know. So an idol is putting anything before God, worshiping anything before God. And so here the Israelites are, and they're like making statues, worshiping them, taking gods of other foreign places and cities and worshiping them. And then Moses will come and go, what are you doing? And they'll go, oh, you're right. We repent, God. You're the one and only Lord. We're going to follow you. And then it's like next minute, they're back worshiping these idols. And so in my mind, for some reason, I was like, yeah, but it's a physical idol. And why don't they just get it? God did this awesome miracle, and yet they keep turning back to these idols. And I probably got a little bit judgy, to be honest, with the Israelites, because I didn't look inward enough. And so when I felt the Holy Spirit say, just like my people do today, I got a little bit convicted to go, yeah, what's an idol in my life? What have I been putting before God? Because even though it's not a physical statue like it may have been back then, even though it's not a golden calf or whatever, we still can struggle with having idols in our lives. Our physical appearance, like our weight, can be an idol. And that goes both ways, whether we are strong and fit and healthy in a good weight, or whether we are underweight or overweight. Money, material things, what car we drive, whether our house is big enough or our furniture is new enough or whatever, what people think of us can be an idol. Our reputation, focusing on who you want to be seen as. Food can be an idol. Seeking comfort can be an idol. Being obsessed with consuming entertainment like social media, whether that being the app itself or how many likes or follows you have, TikTok, Netflix, going on holidays, all these sort of things can be idols, because it's purely what we put before God. And I want to share with you something that God made me realize last year, probably middle of the year last year, had become a bit of an idol. And that was being a stay-at-home mum. I had made being a stay-at-home mum, I'd put this idea of staying at home with my kids on a pedestal. And I really, without knowing it, was putting it before God, in the sense that I thought that I was great because I stayed at home with my kids. And probably, to be honest, even in a bit of a way of, I'm not better, but I have to be a stay-at-home mum. That's what I need to be. And not for a, like, part of it. And in the beginning, it was that's what I wanted. I wanted for my kids. I wanted to be at home with my kids. I wanted to pick my kids up from school. I wanted that lifestyle. But that lifestyle then quickly became an idol. Not even quickly, actually. Not quickly at all. Slowly and very, very subtle, it became an idol. So much so that I didn't realize it had until I got a job, and just a casual retail job, and love it. But I wrestled with it so much from the fact of, what are people going to think of me for not being a stay-at-home mum anymore? Like, I, on the podcast, I talk to stay-at-home mums. What are people going to think of me? And actually, I went and got the job to help with money. That was part of it, but mainly as an outlet that I wanted to have. And I actually missed working in retail, which I know sounds weird, but I did it for many years, and I love clothes and I love people. And so to me, I love it. But my problem was, is that I had made being a stay-at-home mum an idol. And so when I was reading the Bible, and, you know, the Israelites going in and out and of worshipping all these other gods, all these false gods and idols and everything, and then going, God, you, like, you brought them out of the Red Sea. How could they do that? And then when he said, it was just like my people do today. And Christians aren't exempt from that at all. The enemy would love to make us to make anything our priority before God. He wants us to worship money or worship our appearance or be striving for worldly success or whatever. And I was so reminded that even those who saw, who literally walked on the dry land between the Red Sea, the next week were struggling with idols. And so we need to be on guard with what we are worshiping and what we are putting before God. For me in particular, I can say, like, I'm okay with making physical things. Like, I'm okay not making those an idol, if that makes sense. It's the things, like the subtle little mindset things, like worrying about my health over worshiping God, like my reputation, what I'm seen as over God. And so really my whole point of this episode is for you to look at your life, is to encourage you to look at your life and ask yourself, am I struggling with any idols? And I would encourage you, if you're listening to this and you're like, nope, I'm all good. Or maybe you even went to skip over this episode because you're like, I don't struggle with idols. I would really just take some time and ask the Holy Spirit, is there part of my life that you're wanting to show me? Please bring to attention. And the Holy Spirit is a friend. He's so kind and gracious. And God will bring things to your mind. Because I want my life to glorify God. And if I'm too busy idolizing who I am, my identity here on this earth, and that identity not being child of God, follower of Christ, I've got it wrong. If I'm busy glorifying my health, be it good or bad, I've got it wrong. So while motherhood is the biggest blessing, and I'm ever so grateful for it, I can't make it an idol. Like, it's purely because of him that I am a mum. And so I want to make sure that I'm clean-hearted, purely coming to worship the Lord, the one true God. And I don't want to have being a stay-at-home mum. And I was actually talking to a friend and thought, in the end, I think I'm going to change that anyway because this podcast is for everyone. But I don't want to make being a mum an idol. I don't want to make an idol out of my motherhood, and particularly like stay-at-home mum, making that an idol and thinking, oh, I have to look this certain way, and what do I want to be perceived as, and how do I want people to see me? My focus has to be on what is my calling and what am I doing in that? How obedient am I being to the one who makes a way through the Red Sea, to the one who has made a way for me to be able to have children, to the one who has made a way in our lives so many times? And God, don't let me forget that. Don't let me be like them. May I ever remember what you have done for me so that my worship can be purely on you. So that is what I wanted to encourage you with today. And I pray that that little conversation blessed you and also encourage you to have spend some time this week with God and asking him to bring to light any areas or any thoughts or anything like that that you just need to bring before him, bring under him. So be blessed, Mama, and I will be with you next week for a new episode. Well, that wraps up another episode, and I pray that you were blessed by today's conversation and really got something out of it for you to take into your motherhood this week. If you did get something out of today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review so I know that you're loving the show. You can also come and chat on Instagram. The handle is @wholesomemama.
And don't forget, we have a Facebook community too with mums just like you who are in the trenches of mothering littles. So come and join us over there as well. The link for everything is always in the show notes. Have a beautiful week, mum. Be blessed, and I will be with you next week.